大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
啊，请我们来看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm 90.
啊，十六节。
Verse 16.
九十篇的十六节。
Psalm 90, verse 16.
愿你的作为向你的仆人显现，啊，愿你的荣耀向他们的子孙显明。
May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children.
啊，这个是摩西第五个心愿，也是他的祷告。
This is the fifth wish and prayer of Moses.
啊，在诗篇九十篇里面，摩西一共有六个祈求。
In Psalm chapter 90, there are a total of six requests by Moses.
那摩西的祈求是根据他对人生的了解。
And his requests were based on his understanding of life.
啊，每一个人对人生了解不一样，我们在神面前常常祷告的啊内容会不一样。
Because each person's understanding of life varies, therefore the content of our prayer also varies.
啊，那摩西能够从人生的表象当中看到人生的真相。
And Moses is able to see beneath the surfaces of things for what they appear to be.
是因为他对神有认识。
And for the reason that he has a very deep understanding of God.
一个人对神不认识，在看人生，跟对神有认识，在看人生是不一样的。
It's different for a person who understands God versus one who does not know God when they view life.
哦，所以他的追求也会很大的不同。
As a result, their pursuit will also vary vastly.
哦，所以我们需要神，不一定是指着说物质上有什么缺陷，身体上有什么缺陷。
The reason we seek after God may not necessarily be because we lack certain physical needs.
啊，因为没有神，对人生是雾里看花，看不清楚。
Because without God, our view of this life will become very murky.
哦，看不清楚啊，我们人生的目标就抓不稳。
When our vision is blurry, then it's hard for us to seize the goal of our life.
把不重要的当作最重要，把最重要的当不重要。
We'll consider what is unessential to be essential, and vice versa.
或者把羞辱的当荣耀。
Or we'll consider what is dishonorable to be honorable.
啊，把荣耀的当作羞辱。
And consider honor to be dishonor.
这就是因为我们对神不认识。
This is due to the fact that we do not know God.
所以人需要神。
Therefore, we all need God.
那人的痛苦也有几种。
There are various types of human sufferings.
一个是肉体的苦。
One is a suffering from the flesh.
这个大家都体验过。
This is something that we are fully aware.
但是有时候没有到年纪大，可能就比较少体验。
But it will be even more evident once you become older.
啊，另外一个是心灵的苦。
The other one is the bitterness in our spirit.
哦，感受不到爱，或者被所爱的人离弃。
For instance, we don't sense any love, or we have been forsaken by our loved one.
或心灵的空虚。
Or the emptiness of our heart.
那第三种苦就是理性上有很多问题，我们找不到答案。
And the third type of lacking is the understanding of knowledge.
就是人活着怎么来面对人生，有时候没有去想啊，没有关系，一想没有答案。
Some intellectual questions, for instance, what is the purpose of life? And you may not think about it, but once you think about it, there is no answer.
对，这也是一种痛苦。
So this is also a type of suffering.
但是我们认识神就有答案。
But when we know God, there is an answer.
那摩西的祷告里面呢，我们可以看到啊，他对人生的认识。
From the prayers of Moses,
对信仰的认识。
From the prayers of Moses, we can see Moses' understanding of faith.
十二节，他求神给他智慧。
In verse 12, he pleaded for wisdom.
啊，信仰好像一条旅程。
Because our faith is like a journey.
从埃及进到迦南。
Going from Egypt into Canaan.
以日子来算是四十年。
If you count by days, it's 40 years.
我们要走完这一条路，需要有很大的智慧。
In order to finish this journey, it requires great wisdom.
啊，因为这里面有很多的困难挑战。
Because there's many difficulties and challenges.
啊, 没有智慧是走不完的。
Without wisdom, we cannot finish this journey.
对，他第一个祈求, 求神给他智慧。
Therefore, his first request was for God to give him wisdom.
13节,
Verse 13,
摩西求神回转。
He asked the Lord to relent and return.
啊, 回转就是面向我们。
To return means to face us.
啊, 就是跟神关系的重建。
It is a reconciliation of God.
信仰就是一种关系。
For faith is a type of relationship.
我们要跟神关系好, 要除掉最重要一个障碍。
In order to attain good relationship with God, we have to remove the biggest obstacle.
这个障碍就是罪。
This obstacle is sin.
啊, 这是摩西的祷告。
This is the prayer and request of Moses.
那14节,
Verse 14.
啊, 信仰是一种享受。
Faith is a type of enjoyment.
这里说, 早早保得你的慈爱,
says, satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love.
用你永远不改变的爱来满足我们, 啊, 英文是这样子,
satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love.
啊, 就是享受神的爱。
So in this way, we enjoy God's love.
那如果有真的感受神的爱, 我们一生一世, 从小一直到大就会欢呼喜乐。
If we truly have tasted the love of God, then we will be joyful from childhood to old age.
因为我们觉得活得很幸福。
For we feel that our life is full of contentment.
因为神很爱我。
For God loves us very much.
神的爱在我生活中充充满满。
And God's love is so abundant in our lives.
15节,
Verse 15.
这个告诉我们信仰是一种操练。
Tells us that faith is a type of discipline.
啊, 要使我们更完全。
In order that we become more perfect.
啊, 也为着让我们能够完成神的托付。
In this way, we can complete God's mission.
啊, 所以会受苦。
And to do that, we need to endure sufferings. 啊,
但是神会赐给我们喜乐。
But eventually, God will give us gladness.
啊, 那16节呢?
Verse 16.
16这里说, 你的作为向你的仆人显现。
May your deeds be shown to your servants.
这个你的仆人当然就指着摩西本人。
This servant, of course, refers to Moses himself.
那神的作为显现就是摩西对神的体验。
For God's deeds to be shown means for Moses to experience God.
因为神看不见摸不到。
For God cannot be seen nor touched.
但是当神的作为显现我们就 可以体会到神的存在，还有神的能力的伟大。
But when God shows His deeds, then we are able to experience God's almighty power.
哦, 那为什么需要有体验?
Why do we need this kind of experience?
啊, 因为神是活泼的神。
For God is a living God.
哦, 当我们对神有体验, 我们所拜的神, 对我们来讲是活的。
When we have this living experience with, of God, then He is alive to us.
那我们有理论上的认识，再加上有活泼的体验，这个信仰是很有力量的。
With conceptual knowledge, coupled with actual life experiences, our faith becomes very powerful.
因为我们的体验证实我们从圣经的理论是对的。
For our experiences will prove that our belief and faith is correct.
所以信仰一定需要体验。
And therefore, faith requires experience.
那下一节说，愿你的荣耀向他的子孙显明。May
your splendor be shown to their children.
这个是为着下一代的祷告。This
is a prayer for the future generations.
求神的荣耀能够向子子孙孙显明。May
God's glory be manifested to the offsprings.
也是求神让我们的后代对神有体验。And
this is a prayer for our future generation to also experience God.
啊, 那如果我们, 啊, 两句话把它连起来想,
if we were to connect these two thoughts,
啊, 摩西不只是为着他本身的信仰祷告, 摩西也着为着, 啊, 他的后代的信仰祷告。
Moses wasn't just praying for his faith, but also praying for the faith of the future generations.
啊, 这个就是信仰的传承。
And this is a passage of faith.
啊, 就是把我们的神从我们这一代 传给我们下一代。
In other words, we pass the God that we believe to our next generation.
啊, 这个是, 啊, 摩西对神的心愿, 也是他的祈求。
This is the wish and prayer of Moses.
信仰是什么?
What is faith?
从圣经看起来, 信仰是一种产业。
From the Bible, faith is considered as an inheritance.
啊, 最重要一个产业。
And also the most important inheritance.
神应许亚伯拉罕成为大国。
God promised Abraham to become a mighty nation.
而且要赐给他一块牛奶与蜜之地。
And also to grant him a land filled with milk and honey.
那以后啊，以撒、雅各、约瑟，他们活的一辈子都有共同一个啊目标。
Later, Isaac, Jacob, and Job, they all have the same type of goal.
就是我们要承受神应许给我们那一块地。
Which is to inherit the God's promised land.
哦，所以雅各或者约瑟啊，他们虽然死了，他们还是希望能够回葬到迦南地。
So even though Jacob and Joseph have both died, but their dying wish is that their remains will go back to the land of Canaan.
哦，因为在埃及地是寄居的。
Because it's the land of a promise.
寄居啊，守旧。
Egypt is a land of sojourn.
它不是真的永远常住的。
It's not a long-term place.
不是神要给他们。
It's not the land of promise.
神要给他们是迦南地。
For God promised them the land of Canaan.
那希伯来书里面说，亚伯兰到迦南地，他向往一个更美的家乡。
And Abraham longed for a better country.
他在世上做客旅是寄居的。
For he considered himself to a sojourner in this world.
他住帐篷。
And he lived in a tent.
他的生活很简单。
His life was very simple.
因为他向往一个更美的家乡。
For he longed for a better country.
当他这个目标定了之后，他发现地上的生活就不是他最关心的。
Once he has this goal set, and then he realizes the earthly life is not the most important.
所以他可以活着很简单的生活。
As a result, he can live a very simple life.
那一座城就是天国。
And that city is heavenly kingdom.
就是今天我们信仰所追求的目标。
Which is the ultimate goal of our faith.
也可以说神的国。
It is the nation of God.
这个就是我们要传给我们的下一代。
This is what we need to pass on to our next generation.
我们来看诗篇的十六篇。
Turn to Psalm 16.
诗篇的十六篇。
Psalm 16.
第五节
verse 5,
诗篇十六篇的第五节
Psalm 16 verse 5,
这里说神是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的你为我持守。
Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure.
这个地方大卫也提到神就是他的产业。
David mentioned also here that God is his portion.
然后第六节
verse 6,
用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance.
这个地方说，神给我的产业实在美好。
This is a delightful inheritance.
因为这个地界是坐落在佳美之处。
For the boundary lines have fallen in a pleasant place.
这个地界就是在灵界里面所以是在佳美的地方。
Because this boundary line is in a spiritual realm, and therefore it's a pleasant place.
因为物质界都是有缺陷的。
The physical world has its many defects.
我们活在这个世界上，不管你追求什么，都有负面。
When we live in this world, no matter what we pursue, there will be a downside.
钱很多吗？里面有很多负面。
And even if you have a lot of money, there are still many downsides.
我们说很长寿吗？
Maybe we live a long life.
但是这里面也有负面。
But there's many negatives to long life.
或者说知识很多。
Or maybe you're filled with a lot of knowledge.
但是我们知道忧伤也增加。
But you understand your sorrow also increases.
我们认识很多问题，但是找不到答案。
Because we recognize many problems, but cannot find the answer.
所以在这个世界上我们拥有很多，常常有很多的负面。
So in this world, maybe we possess many, but there also comes many negatives.
那拥有很多，我们觉得很好。
Perhaps we possess many, what we consider to be pleasant.
但是那个负面常常带给我们，有时候那个痛苦没有办法解决。
But it often carries associated negative sides, which are problems that we cannot deal with.
所以我们对信仰越认识之后，我们才发现说，真的没有负面的那个产业是在灵界里面。
And after we have a deeper understanding of faith, we realize the only inheritance that has no negatives is one that resides in heaven.
在神里面没有负面。
For within God, there is no negatives.
我们看雅各书的第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书的第一章。
James chapter 1.
第一章的
James 1 verse 16 and 17. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
所以说我的弟兄不要看错了啊，英文说不要被受骗了。
Don't be deceived.
哦，那到底是什么事情？
In what matter should we not be deceived?
17节。
Verse 16, 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights.
这里说神是美善的来源。
It says here that God is the source of everything that is pleasant and good.
就是在他没有不好。
It means within God there is nothing bad.
那神是全备的。
And God is perfect.
啊，在他没有缺点。
There is no defect in him.
所以这个是从上头来的，上头就是神。And
since this comes from above, which is God,
从众光之父那里降下来。It
descends from the Father of the heavenly lights.
他是光，所以他没有黑暗。Because
God is light, there is no darkness.
所以在他里面呢，没有负面。Within
God, there is no negatives.
因此神是好的。Therefore,
God is good.
所以在他没有改变。
And in him, there is nothing that changes.
那这个好不会改变。
Because it's so good and also never changes.
这个美善啊，这个全备，这个光不会改变。
This good and perfect gift, and which is brightness of heaven, will never change.
有的人刚开始结婚，觉得对象很好。
When people first get married, they may consider their other half to be perfect.
那这样才会结婚呢。
This is why they got married.
结婚久了以后，你就发现不好。
And after they got married for a while, they considered, well, there's a lot of defects.
那这样才会离婚呢?
And that's why they end up in divorce.
那这个就表示人会变。
This means that people will change.
那你觉得好的会变成不好。
What you consider to be once good will turn to be bad.
但是当我们对神有认识,
But once we have a deeper understanding of God,
我们刚刚开始对神认识, 觉得神非常好。
In the very beginning, when we come to know God, we consider God to be very good.
然后我们活得越久, 你越发现神比我刚刚认识信主的时候更好。
And the longer you believe in God, you'll realize that God is far more better than what we once considered him to be.
那我们这样一直追求, 你对神认识很清楚的时候, 你发现神是独一无二的好。
And as you continue your faith in God, then you'll realize that God is the one and only. No other items will compare.
因为那个世界上你找不到的。
Nothing in this world can compare to him.
所以我们能够超越这个世界, 因为我们有一个神。
We are able to transcend this world because we possess God.
那是最好的。
Whom is the best?
因此我们在活在世界上才可以做客旅, 但是活得很喜乐,很平安, 很有盼望。
For this reason, we are able to live in this world as a sojourner, a traveler, and without any care.
如果把信主当作是一个重担,是很不得已的。
If we consider believing God to be a heavy burden and very reluctant,
这是因为对神不认识。
This is because we fail to understand God.
不是神不好,是我们不认识他。
It isn't because God is bad, but rather we don't fully understand him.
所以在诗篇16篇里面,大卫说,我的产业坐落在佳美之处。
In Psalm 16, David's verse 2, David says that, verse 6, it says, the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places.
我的产业实在美好。
And surely I have a delightful inheritance.
这是大卫的体验,神实在美好。
David's own experience that God is so delightful.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我将神摆在我面前,祂在我右边,我便不至于动摇。
I have set the Lord always before me, because he's at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
有的人一想到自己有很多的产业,他就觉得有一个依靠。
When some people feel that because they possess so much money, wealth, so they have something they can depend on.
但是对一个有信仰的人来讲,
But for a person of great faith,
我们的产业就是神。
Our inheritance is God Himself. Because God is in front of us. Therefore, we will not be shaken. He is our reliance, He is our harbor, He is our strength.
他就是我的满足，他就是我的安慰。He
is my satisfaction and contentment.
所以我不至于动摇。Therefore,
I will not be shaken.
因此第九节说，我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐。Verse
9, therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices.
因此我们一生获得欢喜快乐，就是我们有这个更好的产业。We
live and rejoice with rejoicing and gladness because we have this far better inheritance.
真的，一个人如果没有神，到底人活着为什么？这实在是找不到答案。
When a person lives in this world without God, then his life becomes meaningless.
那现在问题是，这个神既然这么好，我们怎么把这个神传给我们的下一代？
So since we understand God is so wonderful, how do we pass on this concept onto our next generation?
所以我们人一生啊，到要离世的时候，有两件事情我们一定会想。
When we are at our deathbed, there are two things that we will definitely consider.
第一件事情是我能不能得救。
The first is, will I be saved?
这个是大问题。
This is a big question.
不管你世界多么辉煌腾达，如果我们不能得救，那是很凄惨的。
Regardless of how successful your business or your career might be in this world, but if you cannot be saved, then it will be a tragic end.
跟神没有份，或者神所不认识，这个人是很可怕的。
It's a very dreadful thought and frightening if this person is cut off from God.
所以我们要离开世界的第一个问题，我能不能得救？
So the very first question facing us when we are ready to leave this world is, will I be saved?
忽然间，这个比我在世界上有没有成就更重要。
All of a sudden, this question becomes even far more great, far more important than what accomplishments have I made in this world.
当然有成就，这是神的恩典。
Of course, if you have, you're very accomplished, it's out of God's grace.
但这会过去的。
But this will pass.
不会过去是你往前看，看到什么？
What is not going to pass is when you look forward, what do you see?
是看到光还是看到暗？
Do you see light or darkness?
这个是永远的。
For it's eternal.
这个才是重要。
This is the most important.
第二个问题就是，那我的子孙会不会得救？
The next question is, will my children be saved?
如果我们真的爱他，
if we truly love them,
如果我们真的用神的爱来爱他，
if we truly love them with the love of God,
我们就发现我们下一代的得救，也就是他的信仰，超过世界上一切的价值。
We will realize that our children's salvation far more surpasses it than all the possessions of this world.
我们现在特别是亚裔很注重下一代的教育。
And nowadays, especially the Asian culture, they really emphasize on the education of the children.
所以有时候要让我们下一代读了一个大学一个文凭，花好多钱。
And the parents would spend lots of money in order to make sure their children achieve some sort of academic excellence.
如果读研究所花更多的钱。
And they would spend even more money if they go into the graduate schools.
对，很多的父母非常的辛劳，就是为着让下一代有好的教育。
Many parents work mightily hard in order that they can provide a better education.
因为好的教育就等于有前途。
Because with a better education, it means that they have a future.
这种爱是可以了解的。
This is an understandable affection.
但是我们进到信仰来看，
But when we look at it from the perspective of faith,
我们就发现当一个人有神的恩典，
we discover that once a person possesses the grace of God,
这个人就有前途。
Then this person has a future.
我们只要尽量做我们该做的。
As long as we do what's assigned to us,
神会在我们人生中带出另外一条道路出来。
Then God will open up a new path in our life.
所以我们在世是靠神的恩典，不是靠人的聪明。
So as we live in this world, rely upon the grace of God rather than human intelligence.
所以怎么把信仰传给我们下一代，这个变成最重要一件事情。
How do we pass on our faith to the next generation becomes a very important issue.
因此摩西，他的祷告里面，在16节就提到这一点。
So in Psalm 91, verse 16, Moses mentioned this.
说，愿你的作为向你的仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显明。
May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children.
如果我们有很宝贵的产业，
if we truly have something that's very valuable inheritance,
但是我们活着的时候破产了，
but maybe we go bankrupt while we're alive,
那我们要怎么把这个产业传给我们下一代？你已经破产了。
If you're bankrupt, what can you pass on to your children?
破产就是零。
You have absolutely zero.
那我们能够传给我们下一代什么?
So what exactly can you pass on to your offspring?
所以如果我们有产业,
so if we have inheritance,
我们要把这个产业持守得住,
we need to hang on to this inheritance.
那我们才有办法传给我们下一代,
in order that we can pass it on to the next generation.
信仰就是这样。
Faith is very much like this.
如果我们的信仰在我们本身还活着的时候就没有了，就破产了。
If while we're still alive, our faith has become bankrupt,
那我们怎么传给下一代呢?
Then how can we possibly pass on this faith to next generation?
就很难传给下一代。
It's impossible.
所以要把这个产业，把这个信仰传给下一代之前，我们本身先要 复兴恢复我们自己的信仰。
Before we pass on this very valuable inheritance, we need to make sure our faith is revived.
那要怎么恢复我们的信仰?
How do we revive our faith?
我们常常发现这是一个很困难的问题。
We often discover this to be a very difficult issue.
以利亚那一个时代,
in the age of Elijah,
发现一个非常严重属灵的危机。
They found a very very critical crisis of faith.
因为他们周围的这些外族人偷去拜巴利。
Because all these surrounding Gentiles were all worshipping Baal.
那这个拜巴利成为以利亚先知那个时代一个文化。
And this worship of Baal became what's the most popular in their time.
文化。
The culture of the Elijah's time.
所以以色列百姓在 外族人当中，到最后他们也去拜巴利。
And the Israelites also follow the footsteps of the Gentile and worship Baal.
那说的所有的罪里面，十诫你看，所有的罪里面最严重不是犯奸淫的，不是第七诫。
And if you examine all Ten Commandments, the most mortal sin is not the sexual immorality,
是第二诫。
But rather the Second Commandment,
拜偶像。
To worship idols.
所以因为拜偶像啊, 所以神就三年不下雨。
Because of their idol worship, for 3.5 years, God stopped the rain.
他们跟神的关系差不多已经断掉了。
And the Israelites' relationship with God was practically cut off.
因为拜偶像这个罪啊, 把他们跟神切断了。
Because of their sin of idol worship, their relationship from God was cut off.
所以神的恩典就没有了。
As a result, God's grace stopped pouring down.
如果以利亚那一个世代的人 继续拜偶像下去, 他的产业已经破产了, 他怎么传给他的下一代呢?
If the people in Elijah's time has already bankrupt in their faith, how can they pass on their faith to their children?
所以以利亚要复兴他们的信仰。
Therefore, Elijah aimed to revive their faith.
那这样他们才能够把这个产业传给他的下一代。
In this way, they can pass on the faith to their children.
那我们仔细看他在复兴以色列百姓的信仰当中有两步。
And we see that there are two steps in his revival of faith.
我们现在看列王记上的17章。
1 Kings chapter 17.
列王记上的17章。
1 Kings 17.
18章。
Chapter 18.
21节。
Verse 21.
列王记上18章21节。
1 Kings 18 verse 21. Elijah went before the people and said, How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal is God, follow him. But the people said nothing.
这一节，以利亚就对以色列百姓下一个挑战。
And Elijah proclaimed this challenge to the Israelites.
如果耶和华是神，那你就听从神嘛。
If the Lord is God, follow him.
那就把巴利拿掉啊。
And remove Baal.
那如果巴利是神,
if Baal is God,
那你就顺从巴利, 不要再拜, 这个天上的神,
then follow Baal and you don't need to worship the Lord anymore.
这是理论上的说明。
And this is a conceptual understanding.
那对以色列百姓来讲, 他们理论上他也知道, 他们祖宗拜的才是真神。
So theoretically, the Israelites also understand that their ancestor worshiped the Lord.
那巴利不是神。
And Baal is not God.
所以大家一言不答,
and the people remain silent.
就是不愿意做选择,
means that they are unwilling to make a decision.
因为选择有时候是痛苦的,
because making a decision can be difficult.
如果他要拜真神, 把巴利拿掉,
if they wish to worship God and remove Baal,
就违反当时很有力量的文化潮流,
then they will be going against the very powerful trend of the time.
他们就会被孤立,
and they will be isolated.
他们不愿意。
They are unwilling.
啊, 但是如果他们弃掉神,
However, if they were to forsake God,
哦, 他们良心不安,
they are sensed, their conscience would be guilty.
因为知道他们知道这个神是行大能神迹的神,
For they understood that this Lord is one who can perform great miracles.
所以他不愿意做选择, 就不言不答,
and they are unwilling to make a decision, and therefore remain silent.
所以有时候我们在发现我们生活当中有很多比神还重要,
and we often find in our life there are many things that seem to be far more important than God.
啊, 不错, 钱很重要,
of course, money is important.
这个没有人能够否定,
and no one can deny this fact.
啊, 但是如果把钱 超过比神还重要,
if you consider money to be far more important than God,
为着赚钱, 把家庭, 把健康, 甚至把信仰都放在一旁,
in order to make money, we set aside our health, our family, and even God.
这个很可能就变成偶像了,
and money will become an idol to you.
很多方面就发生问题,
and you'll discover many problems.
甚至读书也是一样,
the same is true with getting an education.
读书很重要, 这没有人能够否定,
of course, it's very important to get educated.
如果为着读书连信仰都放掉了,
but if you, for the sake of getting educated, you forsake the faith,
那这个知识跟智慧取代了神, 就是偶像,
when you replace God with intelligence and worldly knowledge, then it has become an idol to you.
那成功也是神的恩典,
success is also out of the grace of God.
好像但以理做了总长,
for instance, Daniel became the prime minister.
我们仔细看, 这个都是神自然带领出来的,
and we study carefully, this is all out of God's guidance.
但是如果为求追求成功,
however, if we, because we're pursuing for success,
而把神摆在很不重要的地位,
and we set aside God and put him on the back burner,
这个就是跟神的关系就发生问题,
then we have a problem in the relationship with God.
所以常常我们不是不知道, 我们是不愿意做选择,
oftentimes it isn't because we don't understand or don't know, but rather we are unwilling to make a decision.
对错很清楚,
we are very clear on what's right and wrong.
价值观念很清楚,
our value system is very clearly set.
但是我生活就是不愿意改变,
but we are unwilling to change our lifestyle.
所以是信仰越来越没有体验, 越来越没有体验,
as a result, there are less and less experiences in our faith.
因为如果神不是最重要, 我们怎么去体验神?
Because if God is not the most important to us, how can we experience God?
所以这个理论上的了解没有办法挽回以色列百姓的信仰,
and this conceptual understanding was not able to revive the faith of the Israelites.
那下一步就挽回了以色列百姓的信仰,
and the next step is to revive their faith.
我们看, 啊, 同样列王记上的17章,
First Kings 17,
啊, 37节,
verse 17. Sometime later, the son of the woman who owned the house became...
18章 37节, 对不起,
chapter 18,
列王记上 18章 37节.
First Kings 18, verse 37. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so that these people will know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again.
这里啊, 以利亚说, 神啊, 求你听我的祷告。
Elijah said, answer me, O Lord.
他祷告什么?
What was he praying?
求神降火下来, 把这个祭物烧掉。
He pleaded for God to send fire from heaven and burn up the offerings.
这个祭物都是浇过水的, 是不会着火的。
These offerings were doused with water, and it's impossible for them to be burned up.
如果这个祭物会烧火,
if these sacrifices can be burned up, then it can show without a doubt that it's due to God's mighty power.
他为什么求神显这个神迹?
Why did he plead for God to show this miracle?
要使以色列百姓知道你是神,
in order to show to the Israelites that God is God.
结果他真正祷告完了, 火下来,
and so after the prayer, fire descended from heaven and burned up the sacrifices. And this is the manifestation of God's great power. When the Israelites witnessed this, they turned their heart back. And their faith was rebuilt. And the heaven rained down. And we need to plead to God to revive our faith and to experience God.
这样我们的信仰才会再一次的活泼。
In this way, our faith can be revived.
我们常常听很多人见证, 我刚刚来慕道的时候, 我刚刚受洗的时候, 什么体验, 讲了很多, 真的是神是活的。
When we often hear testimonies of many people who first came to the Lord who experienced God in this and that way, and they can sense that God is truly alive.
但是信主久以后, 好像那个活的神,
but after we believe in God for a long time, it seems like God is no longer alive to us.
所以我们要再一次求神,
we need to pray to God that we can re-experience Him.
恢复跟神那种亲密的关系，信仰有力量。
And we can revive our relationship with God to become intimate again and be powerful in our faith.
那我们也才能够带领我们的下一代啊，让他能够来追求这个产业。
Only in this way are we able to be role models to bring our next generation to inherit this gift.
所以当我们告诉下一代的时候，不只是说圣经怎么讲神很好。
So when we are teaching our next generation, we don't just tell them. This is how the Bible says, and it's really good.
我们可以告诉他, 在我的生活当中, 到底神是怎么好, 我讲给你听。
We can witness to our children how wonderful God has really done for me in my personal life.
所以当有圣经的理论, 加上我们有活泼的体验的时候, 我们要说服我们的下一代, 就很有力量。
With a knowledge of God in from the Bible, plus our personal experiences, then our witness to our children will become very powerful.
但是如果我们讲很多圣经的理论, 但是我们本身没有体验,
but if we mention many knowledge in the Bible, but we personally don't experience anything,
听起来神是真的, 但是神是活的吗?
Though to our ears, God is alive, but is He truly alive in our life?
如果神是活的, 为什么你没有跟他有一种互动的经验?
If God is alive to us, how come we don't experience any kind of a mutual interaction? Then it becomes very difficult to persuade our next generation.
所以我们要求神,
啊, and we need to pray to God that we may experience God in our own generation.
你的作为向你的仆人显现,
and may God's deeds be manifest to your servants.
使我们本身的信仰活泼有力,
so our faith becomes alive and vibrant.
我们再回来看, 诗篇的90篇16节,
Psalm 91 verse 16,
下半节,
the second half.
愿你的荣耀向你的子孙显明,
may your splendor be shown to their children.
接下去我们要为我们下一代祷告,
the next thing we need to do is pray for our children.
求神的荣耀向我们的下一代显明,
we pray that God's glory and will be shown to the children.
也就是说求神让他在生活中对神有体验。
In other words, we have to pray that God will also allow our children to experience God in their lives. In this way, their faith can take root. We often discover the second or third generation's faith. They often follow the parents to church. And they hear of God. God is very mighty and awesome.
神会带领我们,
God can guide us.
哦, 神很慈爱,
God is merciful.
哦, 这个在理论上都认同,
and so they agree to this conceptually.
哦, 但是没有体验,
but they lack the experience.
那我们这个下一代的信仰没有体验啊, 当他一进到社会里面, 进到学校, 就很大的挑战。
When our next generation lack the experience with God, then when they enter school or into the working world, their faith will be greatly challenged.
因为没有体验了，所以他跟神没有一种很亲密的个人关系。
For they lack the experience and they don't establish any kind of intimate relationship with God.
人要有互动才有个人关系。
We need to have a personal interaction in order to establish relationship.
我知道某某人，并不等于说我跟某某人关系很好。
When we know someone, it doesn't mean that we have a very good relationship with that person.
但是当我们跟那个人有互动,
but if we have some sort of interaction with that person, then we can build our relationship.
所以我们发现我们下一代第一个考验就是,
so the first challenge that comes to our children is when they depart from the family and go to school, can they maintain their faith?
第二个,
second, when they graduate from school,
and
they enter into a working environment, this challenge becomes even greater.
除了在教会里面的人啊,
besides the people who are in the church, practically every person in this society worships an invisible idol of some sort.
So
our children, can they really stand firm in their faith when they're surrounded by these strong cultural currents.
为他们祷告，使他们在生活中有体验跟神有个人的关系。
We need to pray for their faith that they can experience God and build up relationship.
我们再看以赛亚书的30章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书30章。
Isaiah 30.
20节。
Verse 20.
以赛亚书30章20节。
Isaiah 30, verse 20.
30章20节。
Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes you will see them.
21节。
Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it."
当我们的下一代特别遇到困难,
when our next generation encounter tribulations,
我们要求神给他们有体验。
We need to pray for God to give them experience.
所以说困难是水,艰难是饼,困难是水。
It says here that God will give us the bread of adversity and water of affliction.
也就是说经历困难之后,人的信仰就会成长茁壮。
In other words, after we have gone through a period of tribulation, then our faith can be strengthened.
那在困难当中,我们的教师,就是天上的神就不再隐藏了,他就真的显给你看了。
Amidst our adversity, our teacher will no longer be hidden and he will be revealed to us.
就是约伯说,
this is just like Job said, that he has seen God with his own eyes through his trials.
那我们方向就会一直调,向左向右,到最后调到中间。
And we'll begin to adjust our steps from left to right, right to left, and finally we walk on the path of God.
偶像就可以丢掉。
And we can dispose of the idols.
我们跟神的关系就可以重新建立。
Okay, once again, we establish our relationship with God.
所以我们要为我们的下一代祷告。
And thus we must pray for our next generation.
求神让他们信仰有体验。
Pray that God can grant them experiences.
信仰是一种产业。
Faith is an inheritance.
最佳美的产业。
The best inheritance there is.
所以我们要传给我们的下一代。
We must pass it on to our next generation. Sing him.
196.
196.